2023. Here we are, 2023. Who would have thought that? As we were discussing with the worship team before service, one of the interesting facts that kind of came out is that we've been in this space for the second time now, almost 3 years.
Wow.
The first time was 13. And then we had a hiatus at the library and at the Knights of Columbus, and here we are. And so I think the pandemic kind of obscured our perception of time. But perhaps maybe we have a strange perception of time anyway as human beings. That's what we're going to talk about a little bit today as we continue on in our journey. Last week, I talked to you about first things first, putting Jesus first as a priority in everything for 2023. Put Jesus first. You won't regret it at the end of 2023 if Jesus is first. And I want to continue to set the stage for God's best year for you and for WFC. And we want to put it through that lens, if you will. You know how you put sunglasses on when it's bright? We want to put it through the lens of Jesus first. So today we're going to be talking, and I read a passage out of that at the end of worship in Psalm 90. In Psalm 90 and verse 12, let's go there and then put your finger on that. And we're going to go before the Father as we approach the Word so that the Holy Ghost, the Holy Spirit, the teacher, the guide into all truth will just illuminate the Word of God for us and help us today, okay? So, Father, we thank you for your Word. And we thank you, God, that you are here in our midst. Father, we thank you that we don't serve a God that has been made with human hands or some idol in some temple somewhere, Father, or some obscure philosophy, but Father, we know you. We have a relationship with you through Jesus. We thank you, Father God, that the greater one lives on the inside of us, that the God of the universe has chosen to live on the inside of us through the new birth. And so, Father, we thank you for that. We thank you, Father God, that you teach us, as I teach today, speak to us through your Word. Help us to become all that we can be in 2023. In Jesus' name, amen.
Amen.
Amen. So today I want to talk to you. Psalm 90, this is an interesting psalm that sometimes we just kind of gloss over. We just kind of don't always pay attention to it. But it is a psalm of Moses. It's the only psalm that Moses is actually attributed as the author. And in verse 12, it says this, "So teach us," New King James Version, "to number our days, that we may gain a heart of wisdom." Teach us to number our days, that we may gain a heart of wisdom. I don't know about you, but I could use some wisdom in facing the unknown of 2023. How about you? Could you use some wisdom in some business dealings?
Yes.
Could you use some wisdom in some job situations?
Yes.
Could you use some wisdom in some financial situations?
Yes.
Could you use some wisdom in whether or not you're supposed to get rid of that car and get a different one? Could you use some wisdom? Well, I believe that even though it's an Old Testament prayer, I believe it's applicable for us to be praying that. Lord, teach us to number our days. Now, it's interesting because right before that, in the same passage of Scripture, he basically tells us in verse 9, "For all our days have passed away in your wrath. We finish our years like a sigh." And verse 10 says this, "The days of our lives are 70 years, and if by reason of strength, they're 80 years." Now, that's not necessarily saying that, listen, if you're here and you're listening, or you're online and you're listening, and you're like, wait a second, I'm at the end of the line here. It doesn't necessarily mean that, because we also know that the Word of God tells us that with long life will I satisfy. and I will show him my salvation. And we also know that God has used individuals who have been up in years to do amazing things. Caleb, in his older years, told Joshua, "My eye is not dim, give me my mountain." And he was over 80 years old. We know that several prophets were in their 80s when they actually hit the zenith or the pinnacle of their ministry. We also know that many individuals who were up in years, actually, if you think about when the Christ child was held, when he was brought in for dedication, he was held by an octarian, somebody who was in their 80s. "I have seen the salvation of the Lord." I mean, there God has used people who are up in age, and it doesn't mean that it's the end of the line. So if you're saying, "Hey, I'm close to 80, or I'm past 80, it does not mean that you're finished. Do you hear me? There's still things for you to do. There's still things for you to pray out. And there's still assignments that God gives you until that day when it's time to go home. Amen? So James tells us something, and I don't want you to get discouraged as I start off this whole thing about numbering our days. He tells us that our life is but a mist. See that, Sylvia? That's your life. Brenda, you see that? That's it. Right? April? There it is. You see it? Oh, yeah. Yeah. Christine, there it is. Yeah. There's mine. Okay. We're but a mist. Our life is but a mist.
Sometimes all it takes.
Now, the problem is that most of us, we kind of underestimate time. We don't use time very well. It's a commodity that we don't really budget it very well. Kind of like money. A lot of people don't budget money very well, but you can always make more money. Get another job, right? You can make more money. Guess what? You can't make more time. You know when people said, "Well, I saved time." Well, no, you didn't. No, sorry, you didn't. You couldn't. Or what about when people say, "I killed some time today"? Well, that you might have. You might have actually wasted some time. But we're still in the beginning of 2023, and I felt like that God was just saying, take your time on setting the stage for 2023. Don't be real quick. I'll just kind of pull the curtain back a little bit with me. I've been the last month or so, and for those of you that know, sometimes, time management is not my strongest suit. It's not my strongest suit. And my wife, thankfully, she compliments me because she's actually very good with time. And she's very good with managing time and budgeting time. But one of the things that God's been putting on my heart, and as I got a hold of this verse, I said, okay, God, I've just been meditating on it. Teach us to number our days. It did not say number our years, did it? It didn't say number our minutes or our hours or our weeks. It said, teach us to number our days. So I actually did some calculating, and I've done this, kind of tongue-in-cheek before and just humorous when I've given my wife an anniversary card and told her how many days she had to put up with me, those kind of things. But it's interesting when we start to think if the average lifespan is between 79 and 80 years, okay, I want you to think with me just a little bit on what that actually means. How many days does that mean? And let me find it in my notes here. I think it's valuable to see how many days that might be. If we live into our 80s, right? Where are we at here? Sorry. I'm going to find it because I actually have all my numbers all calculated out here. That's odd. All right. Well, you can do the math, but it's not a lot of days. 365 days times 80. Somebody do that real quick on a calculator. Tell me what it is.
29,200.
What is it?
29,200 days.
So less than 30,000 days. That's it. And that's if you live into your 80s, right? So what that does is that puts a lot of, a lot of weight into the fact that you need to think about what you're spending those days on. We act like we have unlimited amount here on planet Earth. But aren't you thankful that we're eternal beings?
Amen.
And that this place we're just passing through? Okay? And sometimes when people have a hard life, they're thankful they're just passing through, right? Because it's been difficult. But, you know, when we think about spending time, numbering our days, you know, one of the things that I called your attention to last week was to put first things first. I said that one of the things that we needed to do was to, you know, check your Bible reading, check your prayer time, set, if you will, a timer on your phone, use an app, use a real Bible, you know. And I came up with this after I spoke last week. I said, I came across something that it just really sit well with me to kind of, for some of us, we just need to give it the first 15. Every day, if we're going to put Jesus first, give God the first 15 minutes of your day. 5 minutes of prayer, 5 minutes of Bible reading, and 5 minutes of just telling God how good He is. Right? And remember, prayer is a two-way conversation. So just spend that time. You know, 5 minutes each one. Don't make it, I'm going to spend 5 hours with God every day. Don't set yourself up for a defeat, right? And yet, contrast that with the average person spends a total of 6 hours and 57 minutes looking at a screen each day. Hello? Where are our priorities? 6 hours and 57 minutes looking at a screen. That's television, a phone, you name it. That is the average. That means some people are beyond that. So teach us to number our days so that we would have wisdom. Wisdom. 29,200 days. 29,200 days. 29,200 days. Let that sink in just for a moment. Another thought related to this, that if we live into our 80s, did you know that you're going to spend 26 years sleeping? This one's going to get some of you. 7 years trying to get to sleep, tossing and turning, laying in your bed. 7 years trying to get to sleep, laying in your bed, tossing and turning. The New Living Translation says, teach us to realize the brevity of life so that we might grow in wisdom. You see, days are a unit of time. Ephesians 5 tells us this. I want you to turn with me now to Ephesians 5 in the New Testament, because, you know, we started with the Old Testament. I like to balance it out. Now, I'm not telling you all this to get anybody in here depressed. I'm just trying to give us some perspective. Perspective so that when we're looking at this amazing new, if you can think of it as a blank canvas of God's goodness, of 2023, 365 days minus 7, because we're already at day eight, right? So in Ephesians chapter 5, he says in verse 15, "See then, you walk circumspectly, not as fools, but as wise, redeeming the time, because the days are evil. Therefore, don't be unwise, but understand what the will of the Lord is. And do not be drunk with wine, which is dissipation, but be filled with the Spirit, speaking to one another in psalms, hymns, spiritual songs, singing, making melody in your heart to the Lord, giving thanks always for all things to God in the name of the Father, of the Lord Jesus Christ, submitting to one another in the fear of God." Wow. He gives us a recipe. He gives us a recipe to number our days. He gives us a recipe to realize, just as James said, okay, so if our life is but a mist, let's make it count. If our life is but a mist, even in 2023, let's make it count. Let's make it count. How are you spending that 357 days? How are you going to spend that? Some people have waxed a lot more eloquently than I when it comes to time. Time is free, but it's priceless. You can't own it, but you can use it. You can't keep it, but you can spend it. Once you've lost it, you can never get it back. One day you're 17 and you're planning for somebody, and then quietly, without you ever really noticing, someday is today. And then someday is yesterday. And this is your life. A.J. Compton said, "Although we try to control it in a million different ways, the only things you can ever really do to time are enjoy it or waste it. That's it. Time is what we want most, but what we use worst. Let's change our approach. Let's change our approach." So, as we're looking at what the Word tells us, to number our days, to redeem the time, what does redeem mean? Redeem means to buy it back. To buy it back. Don't just let it go, but to buy it back. In other words, to manage it and to budget your time better than you ever have before. Make that a prayer of yours. God, teach me. Because maybe you're really good at time. Maybe you're great at filling up your calendar. But are you always filling it up with the right things? Or maybe you're a little bit like me and you kind of run a little bit too willy-nilly, and you need to manage that time, because all of a sudden something comes up and you're like, oh. So my personal practice in the last month now is I got myself a calendar about a month ago, which is normally, I usually buy it in January. I bought it in December. I didn't even know that my wife knew it. I bought it and I opened it up to January. And I wrote in a couple of things that I knew, and I just stared at it. I stared at it, and I began to pray. And I heard the Lord saying to me this verse. Not right away. I came across this verse only a couple of weeks ago. But this is what God was leading me in my personal life. And I thought I'd share that with you. That I'm looking at it and I'm going, hmm. I started thinking about the fact that, you know, I started numbering my days. I started numbering my days. And I realized a couple of things when I started numbering my days. One of the things that I learned for me is that I've only been a dad less than 10,000 days. I've only been a dad less than 10,000 days. Sarah is 24 years old. I've only been a dad 10,000 days.
You get younger.
You know, and I began to think more and more about that idea. You know, Babe Ruth said yesterday's home runs don't win today's games. In other words, let's manage what we're doing. I realize I've only been a husband, as of today, 11,899 days.
Good
day. Yay.
Good day.
11,899 days. And so I just began to really think, not just in my head, but in my heart, God, what do you want to tell the people of WFC for 2023? What would be something that would encourage them? Well, I think the Apostle Paul telling us to redeem the time is what God is asking us to do. How do we redeem the time? Number your days. Realize your days matter. Every day matters. Every single day matters. The days that you just kind of scuff through, or the days that you are just hoofing it and you are working hard and you're just like, but what am I working for? Where are you investing that time when it comes to, remember last week, the priority is what? Jesus first. Where is Jesus in the midst of your calendar? I mean, we put work in there, boom, right? Because that's, you got to live, you got to work, you got to eat. Sometimes we'll put in the major things that we've got to do for work. A conference we got to go to. You know, lock that in. And then all of a sudden you throw this in, you throw that in, you throw this in, you throw that in. Then you got holidays, you got family gatherings, you got this, you got to, woo, your calendar will fill up. Teach us to number our days and redeem the time. If you knew you only had 100 days left, what would you do? 1,000? 10,000? What would you do? If you knew Jesus was coming back at a specific date, what would you do? Now we know, according to Scripture, no man knows the day or the hour. As a teenage young man, just in falling in love with Jesus and having a relationship with Jesus, I stopped doing my homework because I knew he was coming on October 30th, 1980. Yeah, we calculated it out, and I was getting ready to just kind of sit on my roof and wait for the clouds to split. Let's redeem the time. Church, we as a church must redeem the time. Are we just going through the motions? Are we just filling our calendar with the mundane for 2023? Well, that's the expected thing. Well, this is expected. No, what is it that God wants you to do? Where is the priority? I'm going to challenge you in three areas. We are a tripartite being. We are a spirit. We live in a body and we have a soul. You know, everybody at this time of year, how many gym membership advertisements can you handle? Because everybody's body-centric. Everybody is concerned with, okay, now that you gorged yourself during the holidays, it's time to lose that weight. So all the gym memberships, probably including across the hall, are running specials. $1 down, $10 a month, whatever it is. You name it. You see it. It's big business. It is big business. And do you know what those marketeers know? They know that you're not going to keep going. They know you're going to fall off the wagon and they still got you monthly. And only a handful of people are only going to use that equipment regularly. I want to challenge you, first of all, in your spirit. How are you redeeming the time with your spirit, man? What are you doing? Jesus gave us an example. I believe it's in the first part of Mark, said that he rose early and went to be alone with his Father. What was he doing? The Son of God was redeeming the time. You need, as a spirit person, you need solitude and silence. You're a spirit person. Don't just pay attention to your body. Your body will lie to you. It will lie, and it has a voice. Do not listen to your body. Your spirit man needs to be connected with your Heavenly Father. So get in that place of silence. Be still and know that I am God. Be in that place of solitude where you're only with Him. So my challenge to you in 2023, if you're going to number your days, what part of that day, what first 15, I'm going to call it the first 15, is that going to be your time? The first 15, 5 minutes, the first 15. But it might mean extended periods where maybe you do go off alone for a little bit. Maybe you do some praying and fasting by yourself. Spirit. What? How are you going to redeem the time when it comes to your spirit? Because we only have so much in this life. We act like this is the end all of everything. It's not. Thank God this is not where it ends. Even the most beautiful vista that you've ever seen in your life, heaven's so much grander and so much greater. Hallelujah. Aren't you glad? I'm so glad. So what are you going to do to handle your spirit? Redeem the days. Number the days. Redeem the time. Number the days. Remember, how many thousand days do you have left? Again, not to depress anybody, but what are you going to do? We have the opportunity to invest time into the kingdom of God, and it will produce. When you invest your time, when you are a part of the local church, when you do volunteer and get here early, when you do serve, God sees that. What are you doing? You're putting in first. First things first, put Jesus first. When you think about it, because typically in the Northeast, we might have to cancel service one time out of 52. One Sunday out of 52, right? So you figure that we have about 51 services, right? We don't have a midweek except for online. Think about that just for a second. 50. Let's just say it's 50. 50. Woo. Redeeming the time. What does God say to you? Redeem the time. Redeem the time. Buy it back. Don't be unwise, but be wise. Be full of the Holy Spirit. When you're full of the Holy Spirit, God will lead you into how to redeem that time, in how to number those days. Glory to God. And you're not going to be dissatisfied. In fact, on the other end of that, you're going to be the wise one. You're going to be the one going, yep, spent my time good there. How many times do we come to the end of a year or the end of a 5-year period or the end of a 10-year period that we have regret? Boy, I wish I would have. Take that. I would have. Told my boss where to take a hike. We're going to be nice as Christians, right? But what about those times where we have regret because we didn't redeem the time and we didn't number our days because we just Let it happen. Hope you're getting something out of this today. The second area, I'm going to meddle a little bit, because this kind of goes into the soulish and the physical both. Sleep. How much are you sleeping? What? Pastor Doug, is that in the Bible? Sleep? Yeah, it is. Did you know that your sleep is under attack? Did you know that?
Yes.
Your sleep is under attack. And I'm not talking about a theoretical attack. It's physically under attack. Do you see these wonderful things that we call light bulbs? Until the late 1800s, we didn't have these. And the average person slept about 10 hours a day. Once those little electronic things called light bulbs were invented, sleep went down to 7 hours for the average person. We lost 3 hours of sleep, almost a third of our sleep that typical people had. I don't even know if I used to be able to when I was in college or when we were first married. I could sleep the day away. But now I'm in my 50s. I can't sleep that long. Even if I try, I can't sleep that long. I get up. My body wakes up, right? The blue light from our devices, they say, actually has something to do with our sleep too. Your sleep is under attack. But you need to get rest. So in 2023, if you're going to number your days, get the right amount of rest. Turn the TV and the phone off. Turn it off. They say when somebody is dealing with alcoholism, one of the first things you got to get them to do is stop drinking. When you're trying to get somebody out of debt, stop going into debt. Stop charging stuff. If we're going to redeem and number our days when it comes to our sleep, turn something off. Turn the lights down. Start to tell your body it's time to go to sleep. Believe me, you are the spirit man, the real you. You can take control of those things. All right, I'm meddling now. All right, here we go. So sleep might sound like a really weird thing, Pastor. You're telling me that I should manage my sleep. Yes, because you're going to be a whole lot nicer to your family, your coworkers. You don't believe me? Ask your kids. Sleep is an important thing. Sleep is a very, very important thing. And you need to manage it so that you can actually do what God has you do in the middle of it, in the middle of this life that we live in. All right, let's tell you, just start small. If you're not you say, well, Pastor, I deal with insomnia. Well, okay, then let's pray about that. The Word of God tells us that He gives His beloved sweet sleep. And it's important that sleep is in, it's actually in Psalm 39 verses 4 through 5, if you want to turn there. It's a great psalm that you can speak over yourself, pray, and it's one of those things that, you know, if you didn't know it was there, you know, it's important to know that it's there. God has answers for everything. We don't have to just run. Okay, we don't. We can go to God's Word and realize that there's answers in His Word, right? And so, Lord, make me know my end, and what is the measure of my days, that I may know how frail I am. Indeed, You have made my days as handbreadths, and my age is nothing before You. Certainly, every man at his best state is but a vapor. Now that was the wrong reference. I was looking for a different reference regarding sleep. I must have written that down wrong. Well, Yeah, sorry, that was the vapor in the mist. Okay, there we go. I must have written that down wrong. So let's find it real quick. All right.
I have Proverbs 3:24.
Is it Proverbs?
I don't know, I just found
it. I think it's... Psalm 127:2. It's vain for you to rise up early, to sit up late, to eat the bread of sorrows, for so he gives his beloved sleep. His beloved. Are you his beloved?
Yes.
I'm his beloved. You're his beloved. Again, we're talking about numbering our days, taking care of ourselves. You know, there is a self-care that you have to do. Make sure that you're getting the right amount of sleep. Get the right amount of sleep. It's going to help you to do so. All right. We're almost done here. I'm going to wrap this up. So many times we miss moments because we're not redeeming the time. Sleep is one of those. Think about how much better you will be if you invest in yourself. You'll be better. You'll be better for everybody. Quit staying up late for no reason. Really. I mean, whether it's social media or whether it's just the TV or a Hallmark movie, just be careful on what you're spending your time in. The second thing that I want you to look at is I want you to care for yourself physically. How do you care for yourself physically? Take care of yourself. The word tells us that bodily exercise profiteth a little bit. In other words, it does profit something. So exercise is good. We do have a responsibility to take care of the temple. Some of us take care of a temple better than others. But we need to take care of our temple. Think about what you're putting in your body. Take care of yourself when it comes to you relationally. How much time are you spending with the people that you love the most? Think about that for a second. The people that you love the most. Now, if you do the math and you have a kid in your house for only 18 years, Metal, would you do 18 times 365 for me, please? He was my calculator just a minute ago. I'm going to ask again.
18.
Yeah, 18.
18 times 365.
6,570 days.
6,570 days. That's about how many days you have with your kids in your house. Sometimes more, sometimes a little less. So what are we doing to invest in them? So take care of yourself. Take care of your spirit. Take care of your soulish realm. Your soul is your responsibility. Your soul is your responsibility. Take care of yourself relationally. Take care of yourself creatively. Creatively. What do you mean? What do you mean? Well, one person said it this way. Yesterday is the past. Tomorrow is the future. Today is a gift. That's why it's called the present.
That's right.
So, what are you pouring into? Think about it. By the time your child is preteen, half of the days that you have to influence them are gone. Now, don't just get discouraged. Think about what you have left. And then number your days accordingly. Number those days. Number those days. Think about intentionally what you're going to do to redeem the time. Redeem the time. So, for your days, I've encouraged when it comes to taking care of your spirit man, the real you. What are you doing with your spirit man? Give God the first 15 of your day. Do something. The first 15. 5 minutes of prayer, 5 minutes of Bible reading, 5 minutes of praise. I think you could do that, especially since the average person's spending 6 to 7 hours plus in front of a screen. I think we could do that. I'd love to hear some of you start that habit and then 2 or 3 weeks from now, come and tell me. Come and tell me. Hey, Pastor, this is what happened since I did that. Since I gave him the first 15. Take care of your spirit. Take care of your soul and your body by getting the right amount of sleep. Investing in yourself. Read a new book. Be creative. How many pieces of art have yet to be created? How many songs have yet to be sung? It has been said that when it comes to a graveyard, it is one of the richest places in the world, because it's where you'll find all the hopes and dreams that were never fulfilled, the books that were never written, the songs that were never sung, the inventions that were never shared, the cures that were never discovered, all because someone was too afraid, or I'll add, to invest or spend the time to do it. It's time to invest. Number your days. Let's make 2023 our best year yet. Let's invest strategically. What am I doing with God? What am I doing with my family? What am I doing with my church? How am I going to invest to see the kingdom of God? Seek first the kingdom of God and His righteousness, and all these things will be added unto you. 2023 could be your best year yet. When you're looking out at your calendar, just say, Lord, teach me to number my days. And again, that's not a depressing thing. Teach me to number these days that are in front of me. Should I have breath? What can you and I accomplish for the kingdom of God? What an adventure we're going on in 2023. Are you ready for that adventure? What creative thing you're going to learn? Maybe you're going to learn how to play the ukulele. If you haven't joined the ukulele band, you still can. Maybe you're going to pick up a new instrument. You're going to write a book. You're going to do something you haven't done before. That's what numbering your days is about, putting Jesus first in that way. Amen? Let's pray. Father, thank you for your word. Thank you, God, to help us to number our days, to redeem the time, so that we can be all that we can be in 2023. Father, I pray, God, for the people that are watching and the people that are here, Lord, that you would minister your great grace to them. Father, as they make plans and decisions, God, I pray that you are in the middle of those plans and decisions. Financially, relationally, time. Father, that you are making a difference in people's lives tonight and today, Father. In the name of Jesus. With every head bowed, every eye closed, if you've never asked Jesus Christ as your Lord and Savior, that's the first place to start, as a relationship with God. If you've never been born again, I want to give you an opportunity to be born again. If you're watching online or if you're here in this place, I want us all to pray a simple prayer. Just mean it in your heart. And if you'll do that, Jesus will come and meet you right where you are. Say, Father God, I come to you in the name of Jesus. I believe in my heart that Jesus is the Son of God, that he died for my sins, that he was raised from the dead. I receive his forgiveness, and I thank you, Father, for accepting me. In Jesus' name, amen. Amen. Call him your Lord and your Savior. God will meet you right where you are. Amen. Let's stand to our feet as we have our closing out verse, our sending out verse, I should say. I always mess that up, but it's our sending out verse. The Lord shall preserve you from all evil. He shall preserve your soul. The Lord shall preserve your going out and your coming in from this time forth and even forevermore. Psalm 121, 7 and 8. God bless you. We'll see you next time, Wednesday night, 7:30 online, and right here, 10:45 Sunday mornings. Have a great day. Amen.